Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Q1 FY19 Financial Performance Conference Call of SRF Limited, hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. We will start the call with all participants' line in a listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions at the end of today's call. Please note that this call is recorded. If you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your phone. I would now like to hand over the conference over to Mr. Parth Adhiya. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the SRF Limited Q1 FY19 Results Conference Call. We thank the management of SRF for giving us the opportunity to host this call today. We have with us Mr. Anoop Joshi, President, CFO, and Company Secretary, and Mr. Rahul Jain, Senior Vice President, Treasury and Corporate Controller, SRF, on the call. I would now like to invite Ms. Nitika Dhawan, Head of Corporate Communications at SRF, to initiate the proceedings for the SRF con call.
Thank you, Parth. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on SRF Limited's Quarter One and Financial Year 2019 Results Conference Call. We will begin this call with brief opening remarks from our President, CFO, and Company Secretary, Mr. Anoop Joshi, following which we will open the forum for an interactive question-and-answer session. Before we begin this call, I would like to point out that some statements made in this call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would like to now invite Mr. Joshi to make his opening remarks.
Good evening, everyone. I warmly welcome all the participants to SRF Limited's FY19 Results Call. I am thankful to you all for joining us today to participate in our quarterly results call. I will initiate the call by briefly taking you through the quarter's key operational highlights, following which we will be happy to have a detailed Q&A session. We have delivered an encouraging performance for the quarter under review, as all our businesses have contributed positively and delivered healthy operating and financial performance. I'm happy to share that the board has also declared an interim dividend at the rate of 60%, amounting to rupees 6 per share. Before we get into segmental performance, let me inform you that from 1st April 2018, we have realigned our businesses into four segments based on requirements under Ind AS 108 operating segments. Accordingly, laminated and coated fabrics business from technical textile segment and the engineering plastics business from the erstwhile chemicals and polymer business segment have been regrouped as others segment. Also, chemicals and polymer business segment has now been renamed as chemicals business. This will help in better representation of our business segments and enable a clear understanding of our businesses for investors. Coming to our quarterly performance, the chemical business segment delivered an encouraging performance with healthy contribution from fluorochemicals. Here, we witnessed higher volumes from OEMs in the auto segment. The robust double-digit growth in domestic passenger vehicles has helped us drive volumes. Domestic air conditioners market remained sluggish. However, SRF continued to maintain its market share of more than 50% despite a weak summer in India. Also, demand for refrigerants witnessed low growth due to high inventory in the U.S. I'm also happy to share that the chloromethanes plant at Dahej, which we commissioned in December 2017, has achieved its highest-ever production in Q1 of FY19. Over the years, SRF has transformed into a dominant player in the fluorochemical segment. Our investments in innovation and technology will make us one of the very few fully backward-integrated producers in the world, giving us a distinct advantage of offering a bouquet of products to our customers. As we have been keeping everyone abreast of the situation, the specialty chemical segment continues to report subdued performance. The said weakness may continue for an additional two quarters before we see a pickup in its performance. We expect the performance to start improving from the second half of this financial year. In our earlier calls, we had indicated a 40 to 50% improved performance of the business as compared to FY18, and we believe that the same is imminently possible. Keeping this in mind, we have been investing in this division and taken several initiatives to reinforce our strengths. We believe that this enables us to effectively leverage upon the upcoming demand. Furthermore, over the years, we have built strong R&D capabilities, capacities, manpower, and processes to strengthen this business. This has been appreciated as SRF was awarded the prominent Syngenta Supplier Award for Innovation at the Syngenta Suppliers Meet in Germany, underlying our inherent strengths and capabilities. Moving to our packaging film business, the segment delivered healthy growth in revenues and enhanced margin, leading to strong profitability due to a revival in demand for BOPET films and operationalization of lines at Indore. We have focused on efficiently utilizing raw materials and further optimizing the product mix towards innovative value-added products. The Thailand plant has also been doing exceedingly well, and we recently announced the setting up of second BOPET film line and a resin plant at this unit. Here I would like to inform that the new BOPET line and metallizer unit in Hungary is also progressing well, and we have been granted VIP status by the Hungarian government, which will lead to expeditious approvals required for setting up the facilities. Let me remind everyone that Europe imports a significant amount of their BOPET films requirement. Our existing customer base in Europe will help us quickly attract business and establish ourselves as a leading local supplier. Moving on to the technical textile business, this segment witnessed stable revenues and profitability in the quarter under review. In tire cord fabric, we have improved our volumes and continue to maintain our market share despite a challenging environment. EBIT margins of the segment expanded, and we witnessed improvement in volumes and margins in both belting fabrics and polyester industrial yarn. We are witnessing higher levels of demand for NTCF and remain optimistic about the future performance of the business. Coming to other segment, the laminated fabric segment witnessed a huge supply overhang leading to adverse impact on volumes and margins. In coated fabrics, we continue to maintain domestic market leadership of more than 50%. Our strategy of product rationalization and focus on tarpaulin sales is bearing fruit. The engineering plastic segment reported a robust performance due to higher volume led by demand from two- and four-wheeler segments. In conclusion, I would like to reiterate that SRF today is recognized as a globally renowned multi-business entity driven by technology and innovation across business segments, and we continue to focus on building a pipeline of world-class products. We have in place the infrastructure, resources, and R&D capabilities to deliver a healthy performance as the market scenario for our businesses improves further. On that note, I conclude my remarks and would be happy to discuss any questions, comments, or suggestions that you may have. I would ask the moderator to open the line for Q&A. Thank you very, very much.
Certainly, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants using speakerphones are requested to use the handset when asking questions. To enter the question and answer queue, please press star and 1 on your phone now. If you would like to withdraw your question and exit the queue, press star and 1 again. We have a first question from Mr. Shaleen Kumar from UBS. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity, and sir, congratulations on the good set of numbers. So, two questions, one related to specialty chem. So, sir, you said that you are now more confident on this 40 to 50% kind of growth for this year. So, can you give an indication like how much of a specialty chemical contributed in this in the first quarter generally? I mean, for against the full year.
We don't, at the quarterly level, we don't share the breakup between the specialty chemical and the fluorochemical.
I'm not talking about the breakup. I'm saying against the full year, I mean, there is a seasonality, right? So I'm just trying to understand, like, for first quarter, specialty chemical per se is a 10%, 20%, or broadly one-third, half kind of thing.
I have already indicated, Charlene, that the specialty chemical performance is still subdued. Because one, it is not a quarter-on-quarter business in any case, and the better performance has come in from the refrigerant chemicals on account of the chloromethanes plant that we set up. So it was not available in the first quarter last year, and also improved margins on various product portfolio that we have on the refrigerant side.
Okay, sir. So basically, so second half is going to be pretty heavy. That means. That's what I want to understand. And so the second bit on the packaging film, sir, I understand multiple reason, but this 50% growth is pretty high. So, like, if we can understand, you know, what has actually driving it, like how much is the volume, realization, currency, and what are the utilization level right now? Like, how much is the headroom for further growth over here?
See, the utilization as far as our plants are concerned, we have always maintained that unless we are sure of selling about 80 to 90% of the additional quantities, we do not decide to set up a plant. Mm-hmm. So all our plants have run at the 100% capacity. And as far as the growth is concerned, it has come from all the three sources that you mentioned. There have been increase in the volumes, there have been increase in the margins, there have also been additional contribution arising out of weaker rupee. All the three components have contributed.
Sir, any guidance for the full year? How should we see this segment? Because like 50% is like absolutely surprise. So difficult to forecast for us.
I think we have maintained that, you know, as far as the BOPET segment is concerned, it is still showing good traction, and we should continue to deliver the similar kind of margins and then the EBITDA percentages going forward. However, BOPP challenge continue, and it's going to continue, maybe aggravate even further, because two lines of BOPP have come in recently, one by Max and another by Vecmet. So BOPP looks challenging, but BOPET, we believe at least for a year, should continue to give what it has been giving.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Ritesh Gupta from Ambit. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for taking my questions. So just wanted to get a sense on the technical textile business as well. I mean, here the margins have been much better, and now like you've separated out coated and laminated fabrics as well, so laminated products as well. So what capacity utilization will be running at in the NTCF business right now, and is there any further room to debottleneck or to kind of take capacity expansion, or is it like the kind of EBITDA you have or EBIT you have shown in this quarter is probably the best probably you can do, apart from if realizations improve further?
See, Ritesh, as far as the NTCF section of the technical textile is concerned, we have been even in past utilizing almost 90% or so. So, I mean, further volume increase beyond a point may not be possible, except maybe a little bit bottlenecking and so on. What has actually aided this performance is more to do with, you know, some of the cost initiatives that have been taken, and also because of the weaker rupee, our realization are linked to the dollar rupee even in the domestic sale, and a little bit increase in the volumes also, which we have seen. So all of them have contributed, and also the little better performance on the belting fabrics and the polyester industrial yarn, which also forms part of this segment. They have also done better in this quarter relatively.
Okay, and just on the specialty chemical side, anything that you are hearing from your clients, how confident you are that probably that 50-60% growth you are looking at may not kind of see a, because we have seen a decline in commodity prices over last say 2-3 months, and clearly my understanding is weak commodity prices are not much helpful in terms of agrochemical consumption, as the farmer profitability kind of faces a bit of a challenge. So how confident you are that it is as like simple, I mean, or kind of could there be some volatilities in the 50-60% growth that you're looking at in the end of second half?
We remain as confident as we have been maintaining in the earlier calls, that because this on confidence, as I already communicated, comes from the, you know, the contract to actually take or pay, or some of the dedicated plants which are going to get commissioned in the month of August and September, and which are backed by the long-term contracts and the pricing, and where you know, there is some sort of a commitment to lift that quantity in this year. And that is why our confidence on the 40% to 50% growth to the specialty chemical continues to remain wherever they are, despite, you know, whatever challenges that you are referring to on the agrochem and the commodity pricing in general.
Got it, sir. And I mean, just as a broader long-term question as well, I mean, like, say, for example, I can see that your capital employed in your chemicals business has almost touched 4,000 crores this quarter. And the kind of revenues that probably you're making right now is somewhere close to 4,000 crores or so. Sorry, 4,000 crores is the total capital employed, and annual revenues are somewhere close to 2,000 crores or so. So there is an asset turn of 0.5x right now, which is kind of going on right now. What is the expectation? I know that clearly you have built a lot of capacities in anticipation of demand growth, probably in specialty chemicals coming back, and some of your refrigerant businesses are also probably going to see a better utilization. But on a blended basis, what kind of expectation should we build? What kind of asset turns these businesses can generate? Because right now, when I look at it, I mean, I don't think it generates the kind of ROEs, or even from an IRR perspective, if you look at a 5 years, 10 year period also, I mean, IRRs would be that attractive, which should be, I mean, worthy of that much of capex in chemicals business.
See, I mean, this point has been raised quite some time, and, you know, we have tried to address it in the same way that for us, what is more important is the bottom line rather than the, you know, the asset turn, because considering the nature of the business, and as we are expecting a substantial turnaround in the specialty chemical, and some of the substantial portion of that capital employed that you are referring to is also the capital work in progress, which is going on. Hopefully, after that, you should see some sensible asset turn, whatever that you people monitor, though internally, as I said, we don't really look at it. But hopefully, by FY19, we should have a better asset turn in your terms and your language, that the way you would like to look at it.
No, I mean, sir, I mean, look, if I look at the annualized EBIT also, it comes like close to 320 crores of EBIT annualized for this quarter versus, let's say, 3,900 crores of capital employed. So, essentially, what I'm just trying to, I mean, I know there is a fundamental business case for it, and the only point I'm trying to understand is that the margins can probably, let's say, used to make 25% margins in chemicals at one point in time. Do you think this 25% margins is doable in present conditions as specialties kind of turn around? Or do you see a change in the margins trajectory also, what specialties used to give, say, 3 years, 4 years back?
See, I mean, I don't know whether we will actually reach the 25% and so on, but these are definitely going to significantly improve going forward. That's all I can say.
Okay. Okay. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Mr. Amar Maurya from MK Global.
Yeah, please, thanks a lot for thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, I have one question. In your specialty chemical, now this chloromethane plant, I think this was the full quarter of impact. So is that we also sold some of the chloromethane in the open market, and what would be the contribution in broader sense, because it was a capacity which was almost doubled last year?
Yeah, I won't be able to share what is the extent of the margin, but yeah, I mean, this fully played out in this quarter. Of course, we began this production sometime end of December. In the last quarter, that is the fourth quarter of FY18, it was utilized to the extent of about 90%. It is now 100%, and therefore it has contributed. As far as your question about sale, there are 2-3 components of this chloromethanes which are there. So, you know, like MDC, we are selling it completely. PTC, we are using partly, and we are selling. And the chloroform, this which is the third segment, third component of the chloromethanes plant, is sold largely.
Okay, so MDC, MDC, MDC you sell, right? MDC you sell and then you said? Hello?
We sell also chloroform.
Achha, chloroform, MDC we sell. Okay. So what is internally consumed, sir? Chloroform is, I believe, is internally consumed, right?
Consumed internally.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Jasdeep Walia from Infina Finance. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for taking my question. Sir, these days we are seeing and reading in media that this global debate has started on pollution from plastics, and multi-layer packaging is being particularly criticized for its lack of recyclability. So in that environment, SRF is putting up huge capex into packaging, multi-layer packaging. If there's a restriction on their use, or let's say EU tries to curb the usage of multi-layer packaging, then there'll be a big question mark on the investment that you're making right now. So what are your views on this? I guess that significant amount of sales that you do in your packaging business are to developed markets, and significant amount of your sales is multi-layer packaging.
That's right. As far as at the highest level, absolutely, there is no so to say alternative to plastic as such. You know, the next best alternative would be probably paper, and that will be even more damaging to the environment. So plastic has to continue. What the government view has been is more with regard to the enforcement of collection, disposal, and the recycling of the plastics. And around that, there have been rules. And those rules will only be enforced, but that will not let the entire plastic industry, you know, so to say, challenge to that extent. And we don't believe internally that there's going to be any major challenge as far as the usage of the plastic in the food and various other application is going to reduce. And the industry continues to rise, and until you find some probable answer, which we don't see at this point of time, as a replacement for the plastic, the business is going to continue. Therefore, we are not overly concerned with regard to this challenge. The challenge is more around, as I said, the collection, disposal, and the recycling of the plastic.
Yes, in that regard only, so this multi-layer packaging cannot be recycled, right? So there could be government action against multi-layer.
It is not only about recycling in the amendment to the rules which happened. If you have an alternative usage to the same packaging, that is also allowed. And I am told now it is getting utilized in the road construction and various other applications. So it is not only about recycling, it is about reuse of the same thing also, which is allowed as per the plastic disposal rules.
Okay, so you don't see any significant risk in the next 3 to 5 years on growth in multi-layer packaging?
No.
Got it, sir. Thank you. That's all, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I got two questions. One on fluorochemical, another on specialty. So if I look at on a YOY basis, adjusting for the excise duty, our chemical business has grown somewhere around 40 to 45%, right? And our refrigerant gas, if I see R22, we have exhausted most of our capacity. There is some pricing, obviously, hardening, which is benefiting us. On 134A, I understand you said that we have utilized around 11,000 odd metric ton last year. So we had 12,500, but we also spoke about some debottlenecking there. So just wanted to understand what is driving such a strong growth in our refrigerant gas. And if I look at 45% growth, that means when you say subdued growth in specialty chemical, probably are you referring quarter on quarter basis or a YOY basis? That's on specialty.
I don't know where you are looking at 45% growth. In which number are you looking at 45%?
So our, if you look at the chemical business revenue growth, it is 33%, right? But in base, you have excise duty. So if I remove the excise duty and look at on a like-to-like basis, it will be somewhere around 42, 43 or 45%
right,
kind of a thing.
Correct.
Correct.
I'll try this. Chemical business, as I mentioned to some of the gentlemen who was in the call, that the growth has come in largely from the CMS plant, which was not available in the quarter one of the last year. That is one. And the second is the better realizations on some of the products like your R blends and, you know, R32 and so on and so forth. And the normal growth which has come in the form of increase in R134 in India. So while the air conditioning has, demand has been a little sluggish, which is what we mentioned because of the weak summer in India. But the other automobile growth has been there, and all of this, that has cumulatively, you know, contributed to this growth compared to quarter one of FY18.
So you're telling last year to this year, even specialty has not grown or remained flattish, or we have seen some kind of momentum even there?
That remains subdued. That's what I mentioned. The specialty chemicals remain subdued.
Okay. And second one, fluorochemical, that has been growing very strong for us. Given that our capacity will come another 6 months down the line, probably the HFC capacity doubling what we are talking about, what kind of revenue can we generate from the existing capacity we have today, both HFC as well as R22 put together?
The revenues will be a matter of, you know, that will depend on the raw material pricing, the market price, and so on and so forth. But the headroom, as far as the capacity increase, will come most likely in the month of March 2019. So during the year, the capacity accretion may not happen. What we produce will sell, but the increase in the revenue and the EBIT is likely to come in from more export, hopefully in the third and the fourth quarter to US and other countries where the margins are a bit better. We are also looking at, you know, 134A pharma getting sold a little more to the Indian customers, at least during the year, from our own facility, which is going to bring in yet another, you know, contribution accretion. And some of the blends and the R32 also is going to increase in terms of price and volume both going forward. But the headroom there in terms of volume is limited. And the expansion will only come in the March 19. Thereafter, we will see the volume increase.
Okay, that's helpful. Just a couple of housekeeping question, if you can help me with. What was the inventory? Did we have some inventory gain in technical textile and packaging film because of the crude lead inventory, the crude lead raw material we use, which would have seen inflation and we may have been benefiting on the margin this side? And if you can quantify that?
Not significant.
Oh, so this is all the operating leverage plus better spread we are making. Is that understanding right? And this margin is sustainable given the demand supply situation? Hello?
Mr. Jain, I would like to request you to please stay online. We have lost the management team line. We'll connect them back again. All the participants are requested to please be online. Ladies and gentlemen, we have SRF management team back with us. Mr. Anup Joshi, we have Mr. Sanjay Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Anup, sir. So just one follow-up question on bookkeeping.
Yes.
I was asking on the inventory gain. So you said there is very little. So the margins we are doing on technical texture and packaging film, given the supply and demand scenario remaining the same, these are sustainable, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Balwinder Singh from Canara HSBC Insurance. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, taking forward the previous participants' questions on the margins front on both technical textiles and packaging films, so if you could make us understand more on what led to the margin gain and how much of that is sustainable. So are you talking of technical textiles margins of 14-15% on a sustainable basis and packaging margins of 15-16% for FY19? Is my understanding correct?
Unless something serious happens to the rupee dollar, I think these margins are likely to be sustainable.
Great. And what is your outlook on the packaging films business from a top-line growth perspective? How much of the capacity has been added in FY19, which is going to contribute incrementally on the FY19 revenues?
There are no additional capacities coming in FY19 for packaging film business. The capacities will come only in 19-20 now. Both are Hungary as well as the Thailand. So they are none of those are coming online in 18-19. 18-19 already the capacities have come in, and what is capacity, as I had mentioned, that they are getting utilized 100% on account of volume. You may not see any headroom as far as the volume and packaging film is concerned.
Thanks, I'm done.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Abhijit Akela from IIFL. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks a lot for taking my questions. And apologies, I joined the call a bit late, so please excuse me if any of my questions have already been answered. Just on the chemical segment, there's this sequential dip in the EBIT from the segment, from 92 crores in 4Q to 79 crores. So this dip is because of, the specialty side or the ref gases side?
I have mentioned that, the specialty chemical business is not a quarter-on-quarter business. And therefore, this depends on what product gets sold in a particular quarter. And therefore, these kind of margins will have their own, reflection in the ultimate EBIT. But fluorochemicals has done much better, and our chloromethanes plant has come in. But the specialty chemical continue to face that challenge, at least in this quarter.
Okay. The new CMS capacity, is it possible to give us some sense of, what the revenue or the volume contribution from that was, sir, from the new capacity this quarter?
I won't be able to share the revenue, but I can say that this 40,000 ton capacity on CMS that we put up has been fully utilized in this quarter and has contributed, some amount to the revenue as well as the bottom line. The separate numbers I won't be able to share.
Sure. And in terms of the volume figures for some of the key refrigerant gases we have, 134A, 22, 32, any sense you could give us of that for the quarter?
The volumes, if you know our capacities from the sources and so on, we have sort of utilized our 134A almost fully, and we are in the process of doing some kind of a debottlenecking, which will add going forward to some volumes. As far as R22 is concerned, that we have been utilizing fully. R32 and the other capacities also is more or less, R32 is a little higher compared to the last quarter. The blends have also increased a little, our sales. But separately, I won't be able to share the exact quantities and the numbers in that.
Okay, that's fine. And in terms of price trends for the ref gases, I believe in the last 1 year there have been significant price increases in some of these products, maybe in the international markets more so.
Price increase has come largely from the input cost, because the fluorospar and the various other chemicals that we buy, the input cost having gone up, the prices have also gone up. But having said, some bit of margin expansion has happened in 134A blends and the R32, but it has not been that significant.
And going forward, how are you seeing the trend in prices moving? Is there some sort of moderation or is it still remaining tight?
The price, you know, as I said, the input costs play a very important role in the way we price our product, because with a lag we are able to transfer and ship the increase. But otherwise, other than that, you know, as I said, we have utilized almost all our capacities, and therefore going forward, if the export market, which has been a little weak in this quarter, the US and others, if they open up going forward in the next quarters, it should give us some expansion in the market.
Got it. Last couple of quick questions, sir. One is, your other income has declined quite sharply this quarter. Anything specific over there?
Other income, by its very nature, you know, maybe in the last quarter we had some insurance and, you know, some bit of some, you know, what was the other? Some of the liabilities that we wrote back and so on. So, you know, that had happened. By its very nature, it will happen in one of the quarters. It is not obviously sustainable. Other income, that is why you call that non-operating and other income. It happens depending upon an event, particular event.
Okay, fine. And lastly, your presentation talks about some inventory gains in the technical textiles business.
That's very minimal. That's very, very, very minimal. It's not significant at all.
Okay. CapEx budget, any outlook, sir, for 19-20?
We have already maintained, you know, about maybe 800 crores or so we'll be spending in this year based on the CapEx proposals which are in pipeline or have been approved. So 750 to 800 crores is we are likely to spend.
Thank you so much. Wish you all the best, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Also, I request all the participants to please restrict your questions to two at a time. We have a next question from Mr. Rohan Gupta from Edelweiss. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Sir, first question on this new product launch in a specialty chemical segment which you have mentioned in your presentation. One is in pharma and one is agro. Can you just give us some slightly more understanding about this product and the revenue potential from both of them?
The revenue potential will be difficult in any case, you can't say, because these are the initial what we call the qualification launch of the product. So we have tested the technology and, you know, we have been able to supply what the customer wants. But how much it is going to get culminate into an absolute commercial quantity is too early for me to say. But that was more to, you know, communicate that we are working on a newer products. The R&D and the capabilities that we have built over a period of time is being put to test and being utilized. And hopefully it will give rise to the revenues. To what extent, I won't be able to, you know, commit any figure at this point of time.
Okay. Sir, second on this BOPP business margins, which can come under pressure once these two capacities globally go on stream. So, if you can just give some sense right now, our revenue mix in a packaging film business in a BOPET and BOPP, and what kind of margin pressure you are expecting in a BOPP business?
The contribution, we have only two BOPP lines, one in the DT area in Indore and another in South Africa. As far as South Africa is concerned, it's largely a local market and we are the only manufacturer there. We don't see a big issue because we should be able to sell. Of course, we have been selling even the DTA BOPP what we produce, and we have been making some money. It's not that we are losing money. The only thing is when the domestic supplies of both MAX as well as the VACMED comes in India at least, there will be more challenges in terms of maintaining them. But in our overall portfolio, since the contribution, as I said, BOPP, if you look at it, and if you leave aside the South Africa, out of almost six lines, we only have one BOPP in India which will face the challenges going forward. So in the if you take the consolidated picture, this may not impact as much to a player like us, where the BOPP component, as I said, is that much less. And that is why you would see the, you know, the kind of margin that we have returned even in this quarter on the overall packaging film business, despite the continued challenge on BOPP front.
Okay, and just third and last from my side, sir. Sir, we have earlier mentioned that with the currency depreciation, almost every currency $1 move helps us at least 6 to 10 crore rupees at profitability level. So do you see that a large part of the current quarter profitability, if I compare it with the last year Y on Y basis, at least 20 crore to 25 crore would have flown because of that?
I won't be able to exactly give a number, you know, whatever you are referring to, but definitely that has had a good contribution to our bottom line, as I mentioned, because we export a lot on polyester film as well as fluorochemicals, and our NTCF sale also happens, which is pegged to dollar. So a good amount of the gain or the bottom line is reflected, as I mentioned even earlier to some other gentlemen, that the weakening rupee does help us and has contributed significantly.
But sir, in general, the benefit is also passed down. So maybe sooner or later, I mean, maybe in a coming quarter, do we see that the currency gain, which we have seen in the current quarter, may diminish going forward?
That will depend on how the dollar and the rupee behaves with each other. I can't really, you know.
No, if currency remains here, then our customers will start renegotiating with us. That's what
We don't expect that to happen. If the currency, even if it remains at the same level, we are good. And we'll continue to have an impact in our bottom line. And the figure that you incidentally mentioned of 15 to 20 crores, that is the annual figure, not on a quarter basis. So you'll have to maybe at least make it divided by 4 to reach the amount which is embedded in our quarterly EBIT.
Right. Okay. Thanks, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants are requested to please restrict your questions to 2 at a time. We have a next question from Mr. Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, congratulations for good set of numbers, sir. Some clarity on the guidance again, sir, for the specialty chemical business that you have said, 40 to 50%. So, sir, does that mean 40 to 50% for this current financial year growth means this is the growth for the entire chemical business? Why? Because currently, what growth number that we are seeing in the quarter, it is largely led by the refrigerant gas, and the specialty business is subdued. So in the second half, if you are indicating 40-50% growth, then it seems that the entire segment itself can grow that way for this current year. Is that correct?
No, that 40-50% we said only on the specialty chemical side. We closed the FY18 at about 650 crores of revenue on specialty chemical. We said that will grow to 40-50% in FY19. That doesn't mean that we were referring to 40-50% on the entire chemicals segment as such. So that is only 40-50% was mentioned only in the context of specialty chemical, which is 650, as I said, in FY18.
Okay. And so then this is getting this growth is really coming from the new plant that you are commissioning, the agro dedicated plant. Is that correct,
yes,
sir?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, and now on the specialty chemical business front again, on the pricing scenario front, are you seeing any improvement on the prices for the fluoro compounds?
Sorry, come again, I missed your question, please.
The fluoro compound, which is part of the specialty business, see, likewise other chemical product prices. So here also you are seeing improvement in the prices led by cost push or whatever reason?
No, there the pricing is actually, you know, for generally at the ultimate agrochem, whatever the pricing is, actually that doesn't affect us. We are only, you know, the producer who produce the intermediaries, and therefore the final product prices that way have no direct correlation to what the prices we will charge. These are all innovative products on which we work. So I really don't know which prices are you referring to, which fluoro compounds are you talking about. On specialty chemical, the prices happen in a very, very different way.
Okay. And, sir, again, relating to the specialty business, see, where we have said that, okay, we have introduced two new products. See, normally the product here in the specialty business is led by what demand comes from the customer side. So here we are saying that we have introduced two products. Is that mean this is a standardized product and that can be marketed to multiple customers?
No, these are, you know, these products are when we say what we call the qualification loads, you know, based on various molecules on which we keep working. If the two products reach the specification and the quality parameters which the customer is wanting, we call these have been launched in that. But the commercial quantities of those products are yet to be supplied, which will ultimately add to our revenue and therefore the bottom line. So what we have mentioned is during the quarter, one product of pharma and one product of agro.
It's been introduced.
Introduced, that's right.
Okay, just allow me for one more question, sir. See, the margin on the packaging business front, so you have said this is what I'm observing is this is the highest margin over last 3 years or so. So quarterly margin, and this is largely sustainable, that is what we are indicating. So can you please tell where from this margin expansion is coming, whether it is from the optimal utilization of the expanded capacities or improving product mix or and how sustainable really is?
See, all as far as the capacity utilization is concerned, we have been utilizing our capacity all 100% even in the recent past. But yes, both the components, you know, some component of the product mix and the value-added product, which is a larger portfolio compared to some of the competitors that we have, and the general price increase in the BOPET segment, because the demand-supply gap is tightening to that extent, and which has got an advantage, and which advantage I believe will be reaped by all the producers of BOPET. But for us, it may be little more, because we, as I said, also produce a lot of value-added products, where if the base margin increases for the value-added products, also the margin increases. And to answer your question, whether it's going to be sustainable, it's very difficult to see beyond 2-3 quarters, but for the at least next 2-3-4 quarters, this should be sustainable.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants are requested to please restrict your questions to 2 at a time. We have a next question from the line of Mr. Aman Santalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
My question is related to margin in the BOPET film and BOPP film. Whether it is better than the last quarter, and what is the future going forward?
I just now answered the BOPET, you know, at least next 3-4 quarters, such kind of margins are sustainable. On BOPP, that of course is a challenging, even now the margins are not great, and going forward they may see further challenge, because two capacities have recently come in, one from Beckmont and another from Max.
So, BOPET, the margin is better than the previous quarter, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Mr. Dixit Mittal from Shubkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So my question is on this take or pay contracts that you mentioned. So is there any provision that customer may defer these contracts till next year, like depending on their requirement, or they have to take or pay during this year only?
The contract is take or pay. I mean, depending upon what the market reality is, if something which we can't be foresee at all today, something of a catastrophic nature happens, then we will need to see how to go about it. But presently, and based on the indication and so on, we are going to capitalize the plant, as I said, in the next, during this month of August or maybe early September, and the supply will begin thereafter. So third quarter and fourth quarter, we are going to start the supply. And as of now, there are no indications that he is going to defer the uptake.
Okay. And sir, relating to this segment only, like in the past you have mentioned that this chemical segment, though you don't track the asset turnover, but still you used to mention that it's 1x at least in terms of asset turnover. So can we expect that, like once the plants are matured, so can we expect that kind of turnover to reach in 2-3 years?
I always maintain that, you know, for a specialty chemical, it is difficult to put any finger on that. But ROC and the IRRs is something that we look more rather than the asset turn, because some of the molecules can have disproportionately higher margins and so on depending upon the complexities. And therefore, the quantity and the revenue is actually not a guide for us when we embark on any capital expenditure on this segment. So I mean, whatever you assume, I really don't know how to react to that.
Okay, sir. Lastly, on this film ban, most of the states are now contemplating this plastic film ban. So, do you expect any impact, at least on the commodity kind of film going forward in terms of demand?
I had mentioned that there is no alternative to plastic, and banning a plastic is actually not practical. Is not going to happen to our mind. It is more, you will have a better enforcement towards the collection, disposal, and the recycling of the plastics to obviously take care of the environment. But the business as it is, and the demand and utilization of the plastics is not going to go away.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Mr. Chandramouli.
Hello, sir.
Who is an investor. Please go ahead,
Hello.
Sir.
Sorry. Yeah. What is the capacity utilization for the engineering plastic division, sir?
For the?
Engineering plastic.
Engineering plastics, we are utilizing our capacity fully. So there is a plan to, maybe increase it a little bit going forward.
Okay, you said that there is a robust growth, but when you are utilizing it, because this quarter only you utilize it fully?
Yes, we have been utilizing it for some time, so we are looking at increasing the capacity.
Okay, and what about the diamond, sir? It started contributing revenue to our top line, sir?
See, some of the Indian customers who are buying that pharma grade of our 134A, they have lifted some material from our Indian facility. As far as the foreigners are concerned, the export is concerned, the customers audit and various other things, formalities are going on, and the drug master file has already been updated, and that will take a little more time. But Dymel has been contributing as such at a trade level. As far as some of the Indian customers, as I said, some small quantities have been picked up in this quarter. Going forward, this is going to continue. But as far as the exports are going to are concerned, this is unlikely in FY19. This may come after that, and therefore that will contribute only in 19-20 and thereafter.
Okay. Dreckmaster, I heard the announcement sometime back itself that you have filed. So from there, it takes about how much time, sir, to get into?
It takes about a year, because each of the customer has to appoint somebody. They carry out an audit of the facility. They submit a report. So there's a dialogue. It takes that much more time, almost a year, year and a half.
What I ultimately wanted to know is it on track, right? All.
It's on, absolutely on track. It's absolutely on track.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. For further questions, please press star and one. We have a next question from the line of Mr. Amar Maurya from MK Global.
Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand, out of this 80,000 metric ton of this chloromethane, how much of the chloroform is consumed internally, sir?
I won't have that numbers, but it is consumed. It's consumed maybe about 25-30% internally.
Rest is sold. Okay. Thank you. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, and this in CMS, do we export also?
No, very, very small, because the India is short on all these components, MDC, India is such short, so we are able to sell almost entirely in India.
Okay, perfect, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Mr. Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. So you have mentioned in the PPT that you are focusing more on agro and pharma and new customer addition in existing and newer geographies. So what other geographies we are lacking? We are focusing more on which geographies? And
mainly as of now we are more in Europe and US. We are exploring Japan. We are exploring South America and various other parts of the geography.
Okay, so can you give what is the breakup for the geography we have?
No, I won't be able to give geography. As I said, we are largely, almost entirely in Europe and some bit in US of now. But I won't be able to give you exact breakup.
And what will be the tax guidance for FY 19-20?
What will be the?
Tax rate.
Tax rate, I mean, you can pretty much assume what you have, what we have disclosed for this quarter is about 29% or so, if I recall correctly.
28%.
29. I think it is 29. Okay, maybe 29% on a standalone India basis and 28% or so on a consolidated. So you can pretty much assume the same.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand over the floor to SRF management team for closing comments. Over to you.
I hope we have been able to answer all your questions. If you have any further questions, we would be happy to be of assistance. We hope to have your valuable support on a continued basis as we move ahead. On behalf of the management, I once again thank you for taking the time to join us on this call today. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude your conference call for today. We thank you for your participation and for using iJunction Conference Service. You may please disconnect your lines now and have a great evening ahead. Thank you.